Good morning and good morning, church. How are y'all doing this morning? Y'all doing good? That is awesome. I am glad it is an awesome day to be in the house of God this morning, to come and hear His Word, but also worship Him in His heavenly presence. And I just want to say that I am so excited for today's service. I hope that you guys are too. And in fact, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into prayer this morning. I know that we have many needs in the house. We also have many needs that are on the live stream today. So live stream, welcome. We welcome you to this service. And we ask, if you have a need in the house, please let it be known by typing it in your comment section below or sending it in to the number on the screen for prayer request, and we will definitely reach back out to you and let you know that we are praying with you for whatever the need. Church, let's go ahead and stand. Let's get into His presence and let's open the service in a great time of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day this morning. I thank you, Lord, for being able to come in this house and be in your presence this morning, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the ability to be, Lord God, with you every single day. But Lord, this morning we thank you. God, you are above all things in this earth, God. And Lord, today is a day of acknowledgement. Today is a day of dwelling, God, and with you in this house, God. So Lord, as we move into the worship part of the service, God, I pray you pour out your anointing from the heavens above on our musicians and singers, God. That Lord, you use them to usher us into the presence of God in a way like never before. That your Spirit will flow in this place, but not only here, but every household, every car, every place, every person is listening to this message, not only this day, but replayed on other days. God, I pray, Lord, also for the Lord, the divine word that you have given this morning to our pastor to present to us today. God, I pray you use him, Lord God, in a mighty way and anoint him, God. Lord, let his voice be heard by the hearts and lives of every person here and every person listening today. Lord, we ask that you guide his footsteps and guide his heart, Lord, in Jesus' heavenly name. We worship you and praise you. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you're able, stand and worship and clap your hands as we sing praises this morning.
Oh,
worship Him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way today, Holy Spirit.
Here. can think about this and we can think about this. But the verse said, when I think about the Lord, He saved me. How He raised me. How He filled me with the Holy Ghost. How He's hit. What was the word? Here it is. How He healed me to the uttermost. I might have been sick. I might have been sick with that. But guess what? I've been healed by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of my testimony. I have gone through something, but God brought me to the other side. I don't have to worry. I don't have to be afraid because I know my redeemer. And Jesus Christ, Son of God, is our Savior. Would you give God a hand clap of praise? They're going to sing one more time. They're going to sing that verse one more time. I'm going to tell you something, church, whether you're in house or you're on live feed, what you've got to understand, I realize sickness is going on across this nation. I realize sicknesses is going on around. We're having to use these masks, having to use hand sanitizer. Oh, I was already using. God, I'm going to use God. I'm going to use God. Oh, worship with them. Amen.
When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, how He healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up, then He turned me around, and He placed my solid ground. It makes me want to shout.
Yes, come on. I don't know when my microphone broke it. I don't know what live feed heard. But this verse tells us this. The God I serve has filled me with the Holy Ghost. He's healed me to the uttermost. And when I think about what God has done for me, I don't live feed. They're going to go through this verse one more time. You need to understand that God's healed you. God has set you free. You need to claim what God has done. I can't claim it for you if I could. But we've got to claim what God has given to us. Now think about this. When I think about the Lord,
He saved me.
He raised me up.
How He filled me.
He's filled me heaven's sweet Holy Ghost.
How he healed me to the uttermost when I think about the Lord. How he picked me up and turned me around. How he placed my feet on solid.
Glory be to God. Give God praise this morning. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. I know that my God is real. They sung a song last Sunday morning and said, "There ain't no rock gonna cry out in my place. I'm gonna lift my hands and I'm gonna magnify his holy name." I'm gonna tell you something, in all of the troubles that we've gone through, everything that's happened, there ain't no rock gonna cry out in my place. There ain't nobody gonna get the blessing that I want, though that God's given to me. Why? Because I want it. And if you don't want what God's wanting to pour out in your life, then just send it over my way, because I'm greedy. I want more of what God is doing in our church. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Would you give God another hand clap of praise this morning as you're being seated today? Amen. Well, we've learned one thing this Sunday morning. They don't make lapel mics Pentecostal proof. I was just bragging on that microphone the other day. I said, "Man, this thing's good. It spins and it swivels. Man, this thing's good. I ain't going to be able to break it." It'd be all right. It's fixed proof. Whatever that is. God is still God. Amen. Amen. Again, we thank you for being in the house of God this morning. Thank you for those that are joining us on our live feed. Just a couple of housekeeping things. Please do remember COVID-19. I know that this is not something that, I'm going to tell you something, I'm sick and tired of saying that word. But this is something that's not going away. This is something that we need to be very cautious of. Again, just as a reminder, you got a fever, you got a productive cough, you are sick, please do stay at home. Join us on our live feed. I do greatly appreciate our church family being very mindful of those things. You guys are awesome. We've had some that have started to run a fever, and they've not come the very next service, and they've made sure that things was happening in their lives, things making sure, taking care of their bodies. And I greatly do appreciate each one of our church family that is doing that. Thank you very much. I know that in-house seems like it is very small, but we have several that we need to be praying for that are on our live feed that normally would be in-house. So let's continue to be praying for them. Some are in quarantine due to COVID. Some are out of town on vacations. Some other sicknesses and things, working, things like that. So let's continue to be praying one for another. Amen? Amen? Oh, that was a move. I forgot I still had my glasses on. I started to look. No, I'm kidding. But just be mindful of that. Also, just an announcement very quickly. Anybody in-house live feed, this is for everybody that can and will and is able. This Wednesday afternoon, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we will be working in Brother Ronnie's trailer. We're going to be working in the trailer, cleaning it out, getting it ready for the trailer to be moved. If you are able, Thursday from Can to 1 o'clock, Friday all day, Saturday most all day. I'd like to be home by 5 o'clock. I got so far to drive too. But just do be mindful of that. If you are able to come and watch or come and help work, please come. Wear work clothes. Bring you a pair of work gloves. And we'll come and we'll take care of that. Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you will, go ahead and turn with us to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. As you're turning in your Bible there, two Sundays ago, this is the third Sunday morning of 2021. This is the third Sunday morning that we've been talking about the idea, the topic, the thought process of stronger together. And just for anybody that has looked at me or looked on live feed very funny and saying, what in the world did he just say? 2021st. I had several that had to go back and watch the live feed the very first Sunday, had to rewind it, fast forward it, rewind it several times to figure out what I was talking about. I'm not going to say 2020 W-O-N. I know it's spelled O-N-E, but it's pronounced the same thing. 2020 did not win anything. God is still the winner. God is still the champion. Amen? I think about three agree with me. God is still the champion. Amen? God is still the winner, and we're still on the winning side. Amen? The devil has thrown curveballs at the church. The devil is still going to throw things at the church, trying to get the church to stumble and to fall. But guess what? The church needs to be built on a solid foundation. We're going to stand no matter what. Amen? And how do we do that? We do that because we're stronger together. Over the last couple of weeks, this is the third Sunday morning, we've been talking about stronger together. Over the past couple of weeks, we've looked at, the first Sunday morning, we looked at several reasons in the Word of God as to why we're stronger together as a church family. Now, we're taking a look at those a little more in detail. If you have your Bibles, look with us, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. This is what it says. It says, and he put all things, God put all things under his feet. God put all things under Jesus' feet and gave Jesus as head over all things to the church. Verse 23, the church is Jesus' body. I'm adding words here. I'm not adding to the Word of God. I'm adding words here so that we understand. Go back and read the entire chapter. Go back and just do a good study into the Word of God. You'll see what it's talking about. But I'm adding some of these words to give a clarification for us. Jesus, which is over the church is the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all and all. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you again today, we want to thank you. We want to praise you again for the blessings that you've given us. Thank you for the wonderful opportunity that you've allowed us to come and worship you. Father, I pray right now that for the next few moments, as we bring forth your word, as you've given it to us, Father, I pray you'll continuously hide us behind the cross of Calvary, that those looking would see your Son, he being high and lifted up, that all would be drawn unto you. We forever give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Believers, I'm not going to ask this question, but I'm going to ask this question. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand because I'm afraid I don't want anybody to fib or lie. So I'm going to ask this question and you answer it in your heart. Are you a believer of Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I'm a believer. I have been saved. I have been set apart. I have been called to be a holy priesthood, set apart from this world. I may be in this world, but I am not of this world. I have been set apart. Church, you, if you are a believer, whether in-house or on live feed, you are set apart. You are a believer of Jesus Christ. And as believers, we are to experience the power of God. God did not tell us to be powerless. He wants us to be powerful. He wants us to have the power of the Holy Spirit of God working in our lives. Now, this is a wonderful building. This is beautiful. This is great. It is an awesome place for us to come together. It may be rain. It's not raining, thank goodness. It may be raining outside, cats and dogs and squirrels and geese and everything else. But we come in here, there's no leaks. Amen. Come on now. It may be hot outside. It ain't. It may be cold outside. It is. We can come in here. If it's cold outside, it's warm in here. If it's hot outside, it's cooler in here. Is it always going to be the same temperature that everybody wants it to be? No, it's not. But it's better than it is outside. Amen? Come on. Well, guess what? We got electricity. We got lights. We got this PA system, if I don't tear it up. We've got this wonderful live feed. We've got the internet and the ability to be able to do these things. That's great, right? If this was just a shell of a building, there was just a metal building up. There was no electrical wiring whatsoever. There's no indoor plumbing. Hey, come on now. Somebody better give me an amen off of that one now. If there was no indoor plumbing, there was no comfortable pews, there was no carpet on the floor, there was no furniture whatsoever, this was just a shell of a building, we could still worship God, right? Come on. But we have electricity. We have the ability to turn the heat and the cooling system on. We have the ability for the internet, for our live feed. And we utilize those capabilities, right? Well, it sure would be awful foolish of us to come in here, not the first person sit down on these pews. I'm not talking about standing up to worship God. I'm talking about not sitting down because you don't want to sit down on these pews. It would be awful foolish of us to come in here, never turn the heat nor the cooling system on, never turn an electrical light switch on, never to use the abilities that this building gives to us to be able to utilize the abilities this building has to worship God. Right? We have a sound system. We have live feed. We've got pews. We have electricity. We use them. Why? Because we have that ability. Does anybody have a clue where I'm going? There was a day on a hilltop. Is anybody hearing anything? There was one day on a hilltop called Mount Calvary. They was two wooden posts that had been nailed together. And there was a man that hung between heaven and earth. And he said, "It is finished." What was he finishing? He was finishing the separation between God the Father and the children of God. He was finishing that. He was finishing the plan of salvation. Too many times, we as children of God, we do not utilize what God has given to us. The plan of salvation has been given. It ends there. No, it does not. We fast forward a few days. We fast forward a few weeks. Then there was a day that Jesus walked up to a little hilly area. And he said, "I am going to the Father because that's where I need to be. And when I go to the Father, I'm going to send a comforter. And when I go to the Father, I'm going to sit on the right hand of the Father and I'm going to make intercession on your behalf and on your behalf and on your behalf and on your behalf and on your behalf." God said, Jesus said, "I'm going, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. When I get there, God has already prepared a servant of His. God has already prepared the Spirit of the Holy Spirit of God. God has already prepared Him to come and to take my place. But not just to do the things I've done, but to be able to go with you and to be able to do the things that you've been called to do. You've been called. You've been set apart. You've been paid for with a price. It's time that we utilize the Holy Spirit of God in our lives and the power that God has given to us." I just summarized stronger together because the Word of God tells us that one Holy Ghost filled child of God can put 10,000 demonic spirits aflight. How much more can two, can three, can four, can a house full put to flight? I'm going to tell you something. I don't care who created COVID-19. I don't care how pneumonia got here. I don't care how all the spiritual sicknesses got here. It's time for the children of God to take a stand. My God in heaven above. It's time for the children of God to take a stand and utilize the power that God has given to us. But we can't do it alone. We're stronger together. Lord, help us all. I don't even have a clue. Let's just figure that out. The gathered church has been called the body of Christ. Christ is the head of that church. Take a look at John chapter 20 and verse 21. John chapter 20 and verse 21. Look at what it says. It says this. It says, "Jesus said unto them, Peace be with you. The Father sent me, I'm sending you." Does anybody hear that? God sent Christ. Christ has sent the church. We have been sent into the harvest field. We've not been sent to sit back in a lawn chair and watch the harvest rot. We have not been sent to sit in a lawn chair and watch the harvest rot. I don't care who likes this. I don't care who thinks that this is not the right thing to be saying. But I'm going to tell you something, church. The world we're living in is a field ripe and ready for the harvest, and it is rotting. I got three that agrees with me. I hope somebody on live feed agrees with me on this one. The world is the field, and it is ripe and ready for the harvest. But because the church, no, I didn't say Coosa Valley Church. I said the church as a whole has decided that we've got to tuck tail and run. We got to sit here on the seat of do nothing. We got to be quiet, and we've allowed the harvest to rot. Oh, somebody else will do it. That doesn't fit in my schedule. If I do that, then, Brother Andy, you just don't realize that those same folks are the ones that I work with. They know how I am. They hear me. I can't witness to them and then act the way I normally do because that's a hypocrite. I'm so glad that somebody knows the definition. We've got to be Christ-like in the world we're living in. Why is this so important? We've said it. I told somebody the other day there was something else. I'm going to do the same thing with this. I'm going to put it on a loop and a recorded record, and I'm just going to loop it, and it's going to say the same thing over and over because we've got to hear this. The church, we've got to understand Jesus Christ is coming back, and it's soon and very soon. We're living in the last days. We cannot sit back and do nothing. We've got to go do something. We've got to start bringing in the harvest. Oh, but Brother Andy, those folks out there, they got COVID. I got the blood of Jesus. Does that mean I'm not scared of COVID-19? I didn't say nothing like that. I ain't scared of it. Does that mean I'm not going to catch it? I didn't say that either. But the fact of the matter is, I've had bronchitis and pneumonia before. I didn't say that was the same as COVID. We've got several connected with this church that's had COVID that has recovered. We've got several that's got COVID. We're praying for them. We're calling their names out to God. We're pleading the blood of Jesus in their lives. But we cannot live in a spirit of fear. God did not call us to live in a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. God told us that we can call upon His name, and anything we call on the name of the Lord, the same shall be given to us. Amen? I'm calling for a healing touch of the Holy Spirit anointing to flow across. Start right here at Coosa Valley. We have got to be the church. The head cannot function without the body. The body cannot function without the head. Christ, all of that I just said applies to what I am saying right now. If we as the body are afraid to go out and be a witness, the function of Christ is not going to work in our lives. Did anybody hear me? If I am afraid to be a witness, the function that Christ has given to us for us to do will not happen in our lives. Christ came to bring a dream and a plan of peace and reconciliation to the world. The world of lost souls. Those who are alienated from God. When they're alienated from God, they're alienated from the body of Christ. Hello? I used to be employed at a funeral home in Anniston, Alabama. I used to be employed there. I'm not employed there anymore. Oh, I do. I was supposed to say I don't have a key. I still have a key. Oops, I may need to give that back. Might not. The day they got rid of me, they said, oh, let's go change all the locks. No, I'm not. They probably did. I'm not an employee there anymore. I can't just go in there and start doing whatever I want to do. Why? Because I'm not working there. I've got a job to do that's been tasked to me by the head of the church, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The job, the task, the calling that God has placed on my life is to go out and to spread the good news of who Jesus is. Oh, I thought he called you to be the pastor of Coosa Valley. He sure did. And guess what? In that job function is still to spread the good news of who Jesus is. God called you to be the person that is spreading the good news of who Jesus is. You're going to carry it to the north, the south, the east, and the west. You're going to go into all of your Jerusalem, your Judea, your Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. We're supposed to carry the good news of who Jesus is everywhere we go. If we're sitting back on a seat of do nothing, we're not doing what God's called us to do. How many of you could go to your job and sit there, Brother Mike? Could you go in to work on Tuesday, your next day of employment, could you go there and instead of sitting in your office chair, you have replaced it with a recliner? Oh, geez. You propped your feet up. You had a little table on your right-hand side that had your Coca-Cola, your water, whatever you wanted to drink. There was a big old flat screen TV sitting in front of you, and all it had on it was the repeats of all the Alabama wins. I can't see. Hang on. I got to get my glasses on. I got to see him. Would your employment give you a paycheck at the end of that week? Why? Because he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. Well, he was doing what was right in his own eyes. Oh, does that sound familiar? Oh, heaven help us. God needs to help us. It doesn't matter what was right in his own eyes. There was a task that he was tasked to do. There was a work that he was tasked to do. And that's what he's supposed to be doing. Too many times folks in the church thinks that we can just sit back on the seat of do nothing and allow somebody else to do all the work and we're going to reap the benefit. That's not the way this works. We've got a job to do. We need to be doing what God has called us to do. The body must carry out the plan, the dream, the message of peace in the power of Christ. I cannot do it of my own accord. I must do it in the power of Christ. We've got to do what God has called us to do and deliver the message to the rest of the world. We can't sit back and do nothing. We've got to carry the gospel. If God, I want you to listen to this. God put me in that position and bless God, God can remove me if he don't like me doing this. You better be careful what you think. You better be careful what you say. Because if God had the power to create the church and God had the power and the authority to make Christ the head of the church, God had the power and the authority to call you into a position to do a work in that church, God has the power and the authority to put somebody else there. If you're not going to do the job, if you're not capable of doing it, God will remove you and put somebody else in that place to do the job that God has called us, the church, to do. No, I ain't dropping this mic because I don't need to tear another one up. But God has the power and the authority, and we must understand God will use that power and authority. Do you know how I know that? Because God uses his power and his authority to make the body function and work for Christ. We're not powerless, though. We have the power and the authority God's given to us. Take a look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says this. But when you plug into the fountain, when you pull up your dining room chair, your spiritual dining room chair, to the table that the Master has spread and has made and set before us, when you plug into the power outlet of that God has furnished for you, but you shall receive power from when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you'll be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. The church is used by God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to carry out the plan that Christ brought to mankind. Let me say that one again. The church is used by God through the power of the Holy Spirit to carry out the plan that Christ has brought to mankind. Church, you've got to understand, we've got the power and the authority that God has given to us. It's time for us to use it. Amen. Just think, the church is the body upon the earth that God is using to mold mankind's history and future. Now I'm going to get real, real quick. Oh, but Brother Andy, you don't understand. I've heard this, this, and this. Oh, but Brother Andy, you don't understand. I heard this, this, and this. Oh, but Brother Andy, you don't understand. I've heard this, and this, and this. Did you hear it from the Word of God? Now, before anybody gets all flustered and upset, there is nothing wrong with us being involved and being in the knowledge of what's going on this earth. We need to know what's going on around us. We need to be mindful of what's happening around us. But guess what? I have no clue what's going to happen this week. Now, normally I say in the future, but I'm going to just tell you, I don't have a clue what's going to happen this next week. And that's being very blunt. Y'all hear me? Regardless of what happens this next week, I ain't afraid. I ain't running scared. I ain't frightened. I didn't say I wasn't being prepared for whatever might happen or might take place. But I'm going to tell you something. My preparation also consists of getting a hold of the horns of the altar of God and telling God, I don't care what's going to happen next. I don't know what's going to happen down in the future. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 to 3 days. But I know that you know exactly what's going to take place. I also know that God knows who's going to be the very next President of the United States of America. I also know that God knows what's going to happen the very next day. But I also know that God's got his hand on my future, and God said in his word that he's never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed. Around his church. Why? Because he's given us the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit of God. It's time for the church to use it. Go on down to Matthew 13. Matthew chapter 13. Christ needs the church to do the will and the work of the Father. If some in the body are not going to do the work and the will of the Father, God is going to move you and find somebody else to do that. Matthew 13 and 30 tells us this. Let both grow together. Talking about the wheat and the tares. Has there ever been a time that you thought somebody should have, God should have already squished somebody? Don't raise your hand. Don't point your fingers. I got my eyes closed. I don't know if anybody's pointing their fingers at me. I'm fixing to open my eyes, so put your hands down. I couldn't have seen you anyway. I see this front row. I see Brother Mike's blue shirt. I see a red shirt on this side, but I don't know who it is. Hang on, let me remember. Yeah, that's her, ain't it? God has allowed the wheat and the tares to grow together. Why? Because he doesn't want to damage the wheat in the process of removing the tares. But there's coming a time when God's going to separate the wheat from the tares. Hello? You need to understand this. There's a time coming that God's going to separate. Let them both grow together. God is wanting the wheat to be a witness to the tares, and God's wanting the wheat to try to convert the tares. God is wanting the tares to give up their evil ways and convert and become a part of the wheat, to become a part of the harvest. But if it's not, gather the weeds first, bind them, and throw them in the lake of fire. That's what the scripture says. That's what's happening. Hello? But God is wanting a group of people to say what Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8 says. God is wanting a group of people to say this. He's wanting a group to say, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Then Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me." God's wanting somebody to say, "Here I am, God, send me. Here I am. I want to do a work for you, and I don't have to have a job title." Somebody wants a job title, I'll give you one. Lead pastor, head janitor, which one you want? Come on now. It's not about a job title. It's about the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit of God working in your life. We're all part of the body. We all have a function. What are you going to do to fulfill that function? Ephesians chapter 4. Now you can go back and I urge you to read chapter 4 later. Ephesians chapter 4. I urge you to go back and read this. I'm going to highlight this for you. I'm not going to read this word for word, but I'm going to give you a highlight of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. I urge you to walk in the manner worthy of the call of God. That right there, in and of itself, will preach. There are so many that's not walking in the manner worthy to the calling God's called them to. There are some pastors today that are not acting like a pastor. There are some evangelists today that are not acting like an evangelist at all times. Oh, they can get behind a pulpit and boy, they can hoot and holler. They can give you a powerful sermon. There ain't an anointed word in it. But what God is calling us to do is to work in the calling, walk in the manner worthy of the calling God's called us to. I've been called to be a child of God. That is my calling. That is my duty. That is what God has sent me here to do, is to be a child of God. I'm honored to be a husband, to be a dad, but I am a child of God. I'm glad to be an American, but I am a child of God. God has also sent me to be the pastor of the Coosa Valley Church of God, but I am a child of God. Called us into. God has called us to be a child of His. Let's go on, look at this. We have been called with all humility, gentleness, patience, bearing one another in word, bearing one another in word and love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace. Church, there is one God. There is one Spirit. There is one church. We are supposed to work together in unity. Hello? There are churches today that are torn slap up. They can't work together in unity. They can't work together to grow the church. One's pulling this away and one's pulling that way. Brother Michael, come here. I got a mask somewhere, but I ain't scared of you. Look. If we grabbed a hold of each other and we held on and I started pulling this away and he started, we ain't gonna make it anywhere. I'm not gonna make it anywhere. Why? But if we was in unison, you see how much easier that is? If we're in unison, you see how much easier that is? If we're walking together, if we're in unison, we work together. And that's what the church is supposed to do. To build the body of Christ. He gave apostles and prophets, evangelists, this is verse 11, shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, the building up of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith. Every believer has a purpose. We've read the scriptures. Shows us five gifts involving speech and proclamation. We should be as an apostle, serving Christ in a very special ministry, faithful, using the gift God has given to us. We should be a prophet in a daily proclaiming of God's word. We should be an evangelist, bearing witness to the lost. We should be a pastor, shepherding and caring for those around us at all times. And we should be a teacher, teaching the truths of God's word to all who knows Him. What are you doing this year, this day, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ? Would you stand all over the house? Church, we must understand something. We've got to understand something right now more than we ever have before. There are so many trying to tear down the body of Christ. There are so many trying to tear down God's church. Every chance they can get. There are those that are trying to tear down the body. Church, I'm concerned about them inasmuch as I'm going to defend the body against that. I will tell you, church, as the body of Coosa Valley Church of God, those in-house and on live feed, you have no idea some of the things that has been thrown against this church and against your pastor. But you know what? I'm a big boy, and I serve a mighty big God. Hello? We're living in the last days, and we're living in a day that the church does not mean what it used to mean. So many are saying, I sure do wish that we had church like we used to. Are we praying like we used to? Are we seeking God like we used to? Are we fasting like we used to? What we've got to do is we've got to stand in one accord and have an and suddenly moment one more time. Would you bow your heads? Dear Heavenly Father, again as we come to you today, God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the blessings that you've given us. Thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed us to worship and praise you, that you've allowed us to come into your house to lift up holy hands and to magnify you. God, I pray that you'll just continue to move and you'll continue to minister in a mighty way. Whatever comes our way, help us to stand on your word. God, I thank you and I praise you for what you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Those that are joining us on live feed, thank you so much for being a part of our services this morning. Join us back at 5 o'clock as we continue our study in the book of Revelation. Continue to visit our website for more information, include prayer requests, online giving, and so much more. May God bless you is our prayer. Amen.